Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A while back, I read a little blurb in a news magazine entitled Putting on the Dog, and what an apt title that is. It was a description of the latest, most arrogant use of animal life by rich and frightened people. The big status symbol now among the rich and frightened is to spend thousands of dollars for sentry dogs trained to the same degree as the dogs used in the attack of Osama bin Laden. And these dogs are guaranteed to keep them safe, and not only keep them safe, but also to be warm and cuddly family pets. So once again, not only is the dog expected to protect these coddled, frightened human beings physically, but also emotionally. Do I sound a bit peeved about this? I am. I'm really, really getting sick of this. This idea that we human beings are becoming so helpless, so spoiled, so arrogant, that we want to shift all the responsibility for our own well-being, physical and emotional, to a dog. I could accept if we did this out of complete ignorance. And I can also accept if we acknowledge that we couldn't pull it together enough to take care of ourselves, or at least to hire a working dog that put in his or her 8 hours and then got to rest somewhere away from us to get a break from us. I could accept that. What I found so offensive about this report was that these dogs were being snapped up at anywhere from $40,000 to $250,000 because they were status symbols. Think about that. Status symbols. Can you imagine these people paying $40,000 or $250,000 for a diamond-encrusted pin that said, "I am a coward"? I can't see it happening. They might. But as I understand it, and I agree, I am no fashionista. The age of bling is over. It is so, so yesterday. Inanimate objects just aren't cutting it. So now you've got to get yourself an animate object. Trophy-wise, ha, everyone's got one. They come, they go. Kids in private school, kids in the Ivy League, ha, so, so passe, but a status dog. Whoa, a dog you spent six figures on. Whoa, are you rich or what? And so they have their little status dogs. I hope it works out for them. I hope that their fears turn out to be naught and their dogs get to patrol outside at night, away from them, away from their boasting, away from their fears, away from whatever it is that makes them the way they are. And I hope that when the dogs aren't patrolling, the family is off doing other things. Sailing their boats, kids off to summer camp, mom and dad off to some exclusive spa and resort for a few rounds of golf and some cellulite reduction. And that during those times, I hope these dogs find peace. And I hope they don't judge all of us humans by those they're forced to live with. Putting on the dog. That's what it means to the humans. I can't help wondering what it means to the dogs.
You You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.